We're back here on the game. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner, Rob Cassidy joins the show at 5:25. Corey Sutton has since deleted one of those tweets. We'll give you the update on that at 5:10. A time killer in the summer for us has become the Inside the Fort segment. What are you upset about? What are you mouthing about?
Don't worry about it.
He doesn't think that it's marketed very well if you call it a time killer.
Oh, a time killer. I'm sorry. Well, look, I enjoy it. That's why we do it. I enjoy it. I mean, look, to be honest, if it were the middle of football season, we don't have time for you to just ask you about random wrestling things here, random wrestling events. We have too much going on. Would you not agree? I mean, we can still mix in a little wrestling here or there, but we can't devote entire segment blocks of time to it.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, Mitch.
Apology accepted.
Okay. I mean, to be fair, you did tweet at Eric Skoglin my misspelling of his name, my complete botching of his name.
I'm going to make you guys hug during CBS News.
Nah, we're cool.
I'll get out.
We don't need that. I think we're the easiest ones here to just let a beef wash over.
Well, now you've heard my feelings, John.
Well, you've had a continuous beef with our friend Brady that has just not gone away no matter what happens. So I think Mitch and I have proven to be much more bounce-backable.
All right.
Resilient. Whatever phrase you want to use. All right, let's kill some time with Inside the Fort.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his way to the ring from Morganville, Kansas, standing 5'6" tall, weighing in at 155 pounds, Mitch the Fort Fortner.
I'm convinced that Mitch knows more about wrestling than I do about anything, so I peruse the internet for random wrestling topics to ask him about and just say go, see if he can explain it to me. Today, I have stepped away from the WrestleManias.
Oh.
I have one wrestling event that I need you to tell me about, and I have one obscure wrestler that I need you to tell me about.
I always get nervous.
First things first. Yeah, and then you just knock it out of the park. 2001 Royal Rumble.
Wow, 2001 Royal Rumble. I don't remember the location. I can tell you that Stone Cold Steve Austin won his third Royal Rumble.
That is correct.
That is correct.
I'm trying to think. Somebody made a big comeback that year. And I want to say Mr. Perfect came back. That is Kurt Hennig, who has since passed away. Other than that, man, it's kind of a blur to me. There isn't a lot to remember that. I can't tell you. Chris Jericho retained at that. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
That was The Rock.
No, he didn't.
It was not The Rock.
Chris Jericho did defeat somebody at this Royal Rumble, according to what I'm seeing here.
Would that be Chris Benoit?
It was.
Okay, that would have been a ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship.
It sure was. Yep.
Good job.
And, well, now that's vacant. Chris Benoit is now known as vacant. Man, I cannot remember that title match.
Starts with a K.
Kane?
No. Ends with an Ain. Yeah, Kane.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong thing.
Steve Austin beat Kane.
Steve
we
Austin.
Also had, let's see, Kurt Angle.
Well, Kane, he eliminated Kane in the Rumble match.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the winner of the Royal Rumble.
I'm just looking at a chart here. I don't know how these things work.
Well,
I think this just proved my point about how little I actually know about wrestling.
Mitch, by the way, the venue was New Orleans.
Okay.
But not the Superdome, New Orleans Arena.
Can I read you off the other names here?
Sure.
Kurt Angle, Triple H, Ivory, China, Chris Jericho, Chris Benoit, the Dudley Boys, Edge and Christian.
Kurt Angle beat Triple H for the World Heavyweight Championship, and the Royal Rumble match included Drew Carey, of all people.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
I totally forgot about that.
Well, that's awesome.
And Kane eliminated 11 guys that year.
Okay, real quick.
Set a record.
Here's your random obscure wrestler, Kerwin White.
Kerwin White was the that was Chavo Guerrero. He was I don't know. It was kind of controversial because it was kind of a racial thing because Chavo Guerrero is Mexican, but this was a separate gimmick to turn him white, I guess. And he was
okay.
His big gimmick was like he was this rich guy and he golfed a lot.
He was supposed to be, according to what I'm reading here, suburban soccer dad.
Well, I wouldn't say soccer dad. I wouldn't call him that. But I guess something interesting from that, his caddy. Yes, I kid you not. His caddy that came to the ring with him is actually Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, really?
And this was back in the early 2000s.
That's what that was my next question to you was going to be. I didn't get a date here. Like, we're talking right around the turn of the century for Kerwin White. Do you like Kerwin White better or the guy I had last week? Let's see. That was Isaac Yankum.
Oh, Isaac Yankum. Isaac was definitely better.
Okay. Isaac Yankum was – the dentist was better?
They stuck around probably the same amount of time.
Why'd you like the dentist better?
Because it's Kane.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mitch,
okay.
Good job.
Yeah, I'd say you knocked it out of the park once again. Maybe not quite as good.
You stumped me a little with the
Royal Rumble was a little off. The WrestleMania, as you knew.
I've actually never watched that pay-per-view.
Oh, okay. Hour two of the show, Rob Cassidy will join us from Rivals.com, formerly of GoPowerCat.com. When we come back, Rob Cassidy did write an article we're going to ask him about. We'll discuss it a little bit. The Big 12's perception problem isn't just in the media. You're listening to The Game.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan.